News, I'm Laura Winters. Summer living up to its reputation of being hot this Saturday, pool weather for sure, more than 90 million Americans under an excessive heat watch from Georgia to Texas. The National Weather Service says in Shreveport, Louisiana, a record broken with an all-time high of 110 degrees on Friday. In New Orleans this Saturday, the real feel will be about 108. In Houston, Texas, the real feel about 111. Turning now to politics and the race for president in 2024, President Biden asked by a reporter to comment on former President Trump's mugshot. Here's correspondent Brian Shook with details.
When asked about the mugshot Friday, Biden told reporters he saw it on television and called his political rival a handsome guy. Trump on Thursday surrendered to Georgia authorities on charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. Biden also commented on this week's Republican primary debate and said there was a lot of talk, but none of the candidates discussed the relevant issues. I'm Brian Shook.
And former President Trump fundraising off the mugshot with t-shirts and mugs selling wildly online. In other news, an issue pertaining to health care for transgender kids front and center in Texas, where a judge has made a ruling. USA's Ryan Daniels with details on the case.
A judge in Texas is blocking a new law which would have restricted transgender health care for kids. It prevents the law from going into effect next week. Several families with transgender children argued the legislation violates their parental rights by stopping them from providing things like puberty blockers and hormone therapies. Similar tactics have been used to block laws in Florida, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A new poll out from Reuters Ipsos indicates that Republican voters may actually be more open to voting for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate. In Texas, they're keeping a very close eye on the power grid. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
It's going to be a tight weekend for the Texas power grid. The amount of power being produced is almost the same as demand. Tom Overby from the Smart Grid Center says demand and output are about the same level. The extra bump of energy to the grid from green energy may not be enough.
It is, of course, has been hot across the whole state. What it looks like is we're just not going to have a lot of wind generation.
The wind farms in Texas won't add any energy until later tonight.
On a normal day, the wind would be picking up, but it doesn't look like the wind's going to be picking up until closer to midnight. That extra punch we get from the wind doesn't seem to be there.
Public Utilities Commission of Texas are asking Texans to conserve electricity.
To Maui now, where there's an updated number of people who are still missing in the massive wildfire.
Maui County officials are releasing a validated list of those reported missing after wildfires on the island. The list compiled by the FBI includes the names of 388 people who are still unaccounted for, down from the more than 1,000 the FBI estimated were missing Tuesday. There's no change in the death toll, which stands at 115. I'm Dave Collins.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.